Weight loss solutions are not one-size-fits-all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits started just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
All right,
buddy.
Let me give you an impression of a space marine when someone dies. My life sucks. The universe bad. Chaos. I've seen him. Man. I'm a battle brother, and this dude I knew for 2 minutes died. But I'm sad because the Imperium sucks. And what?
Hello and welcome to the first ever Versus episode of Lore Crimes. Today in the gladiatorial pits, we have Colin and Andy fighting to the death over their respective topics of Spartan 2s versus Space Marines. Woo. Hal and myself will be judging this battle. And let's hear a little word from Hal.
Well, boys, I want it clean. Actually, I do want insults, let's be honest. We'll see who is victorious. Who has the best arguments? Who has the best jokes? I say shake hands, but there'll be no love lost overly on this one. We'll be starting off in round one with Colin. Colin, you'll be, leading as we do in the courtroom here. Order in the courtroom. And
yes, Your Honor.
Are you ready, Colin?
I am ready to go.
Alrighty then. Your time begins now.
So it's time for me to explain why the Spartan 2s are far superior to the Adeptus Cringe Stardies. Nice. The Spartan 2s, for those who are not familiar, are similar to Space Marines, child super soldiers, which is something I feel like people forget about the Marines. They're child soldiers. Same with the Spartans, created by the UNSC's Office of Naval Intelligence, and the project was helmed by one Dr. Catherine Halsey. They were unmatched combatants in the war against the Covenant, turning the tide decisively against the Covenant and earning many victories and ensuring that if the battle they were part of was a loss, it was a Pyrrhic victory for the Covenant. Millions were killed by the results of the Spartan 2s alone, and they were even referred to as demons by the Covenant, showing that these people kick ass. They were one of the few things that gave hope to humanity in the final years of the war once their existence was declassified. And it is no exaggeration to say that entire armies were destroyed by Spartans alone. For some general, what they can do, what are they all about? They're augmentations, because they are also super soldiers, genetically modified. Material is grafted to their bones to basically make their bones unbreakable. So you go to punch a Spartan and it doesn't work. You could take a sledgehammer to their knees, and they're just going to kick you to death when you're done going to town on them. You can't break these fellas. Muscular enhancements that not only increase strength, but decrease lactic recovery time. So not only do they are they stronger, but they recover from being tired quicker. Not that that's saying much, because they can go for days on days on days without slowing down, getting tired. Thyroid enhancement make these fellas taller. Massively increase visual perceptiveness. And not only are the reactive times fantastic, but there's reports that it increases their intelligence and memory as well. So it's not just, you know, physical, their minds get sharper as well. And an AI neural port, which is something that simply is inarguably in favor of the Spartans. The UNSC has AIs. Imperium stupid, doesn't know what those are, doesn't like them. Big L for the Imperium. UNSC, they know that the portable VTubers are a crucial asset to victory.
Oh my gosh.
Abilities. fast as hell. On average, they're running at 34 miles an hour. Spartan Kelly averages at 38. And Master Chief briefly managed speed of 65.2 miles an hour.
Oh.
Which means the Master Chief is highway legal when he wants to be. And this was in Mjolnir Mark V armor, which is not what his latest armor is. Strength, Spartan Adriana once used a mongoose as a hammer. A mongoose, just imagine an ATV. Imagine someone picking one of those up and then hammering you into the ground like a game of whack-a-mole. That's what Spartans are rocking. And it is of note that their initial measurement is... their strength is roughly three times their body weight is their lifting strength. You might go, oh, that doesn't sound too strong. This is when they were 14, because the augmentations were given to them as children. And it is expected, and indeed did, only become an even larger, like, they can lift this much relative to their body weight as they grew. And them flipping warthogs and other vehicles is canonically possible. So when you tip over your warthog in Halo 3 because you don't know how to drive, like, I don't know how to drive in that game, flipping it, that's canon. Although the tanks are just for, might be a little bit of an exaggeration. They can lift tanks, maybe not flip them. Reactions. Roughly 300 times increase from normal human reaction speeds. Again, though, this is at age 14. There's a really cool bit in one of the novels where the Master Chief, John 117, he was training after he got the augmentations, and he dropped a set of weights, and they fell in slow motion to him. And in his head, he was like, why is this happening? So he broke out, like, he just started doing math on the spot, and he was like, what is wrong with this place? Why is all the equipment in this gym screwed up? And he did the math. He's like, no, this is falling at normal speeds. Everything is as it should be. He just realized that he was so much more superhuman now that everything seemed like it was in slow motion. It seemed far weaker than it should be. And then he beat four ODSTs to death because they tried to jump him. And then that didn't work. And for some more MISC stuff, Spartan 3 June, I know this is about twos, but do hear me out. Fell from atmosphere, he was exposed to the vacuum of space for several minutes with no helmet, kind of like Gilliman, and when he was returned to the space station, he had zero lasting consequences, though, you know, he was unconscious by the time they brought him in. And I know this is about the Spartan 2s, but the point I'm trying to make is Spartan 3s are pretty much worse off to the Spartan 2s in terms of their augmentations in every way. So if a 3 can do it, the 2s can most certainly survive for at least some amount of time in space without protection. Just really quick, I know this is on a bit of a timer, so I'll try and speed through. Mjolnir Army, Mark 6 is what I'm using for this. The armor of the Spartans, quite iconic, I might say. It's 1,000 pounds with the Spartans in it, not counting any equipment. So if a Spartan, like, runs at you at full speed, remember Master Chief bulldozing at 60 miles an hour down the freeway... That is 1,000 pounds of weight barreling into you. You are going to be a red stain, Mr. Astartes. Knock, knock. Energy shielding. They've got a rechargeable energy shield because Spartans, you kind of want those alive. There's only so many of them. Titanium alloy for their armor, which is pretty much renders them immune to small fire, even without their energy shield. And it can even prevent plasma blast from just obliterating them. Usually... in Warhammer and Halo, getting hit by plasma kills you. Spartans can power through it, assuming it's not like a Wraith or a Scarab blast. That's still deadly.
Order in the courtroom. That is all the time we have for round one.
Right. I will resume later.
Not too bad. Strong start. Now we hand over to Andy for his rebuttal, shall we say. Andy, are you ready?
I'm more than ready for this.
Oh, okay. Lord. Cracks knuckles. Your time begins now.
Your Honor, it's very cute to say, oh, the Spartans were raised as children. All great super soldiers are raised as children, and the Astartes are no exception. They are raised from their smallest little child to become dominant gods among men. These people are not brothers in arms, family members, they are brothers. They are a brotherhood of death and destruction. A Spartan can turn the tide of a world, the Astartes of the Space Marine can turn the tide of the galaxy, because it was they alone who tilted the balance of power for all humanity, not just some Xenos race called the Covenant. They can destroy entire worlds with just a squad of 10 Marines. You want to talk about how strong an Ultramarine, for example, is? They have not just the augmented bones similar to a Spartan, they have extra organs. Wow, Master Chief, that sprint you took must have taken a lot out of you. Too bad you don't have free lungs. Oh, what's that? You got stabbed in the heart, Alex1257 or whatever your name is. Guess what? I've got two of them, mate. They've got eidetic memory. They can eat your brains and learn battlefield and memory stuff so that they can find out just how to take you apart from the inside. They are supposedly so fast that they shouldn't be able to move how fast they actually do from accounts of civilians. And they can be wired into machinery like Thunderhawk gunships and other things so that they can integrate with machinery. We might not have AI, but we don't need it, because muscle's all you need, wrapped in holy ceramite. These guys have great reaction speed, they're stronger than anything, they can rip pieces of tanks apart, it can survive poison and radiation, and sometimes the vacuum of space. Now, very cute, the Astartes Mjolnir, the Spartan Mjolnir army, has this 1,000-pound tin coating that makes them nice and snug inside. I get it, it's very nice, it's got shields and everything. Gel layers, all nice. Ultramarine armor is about as heavy. It's about anywhere from 500 to 1,000 pounds. But that shield you've got, I've played Halo 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, etc. You take a few shots when that shield's down, that armor is useless.
Ooh.
But Space Marines? They've got iron halos, baby. You can't even hit them some of the time. And even if you do, that's dense, thick, girthy armor.
Another girthy?
Girthy, Your Honor. I'm not talking about like sleek little skin tight. Like, no, I want shoulder pads bigger than my head. Thank you very much. You might have, oh, these fun little nano machines and stuff. Space Marines, we just got muscle, baby. We got big, girthy arms. We've got magnetized boots so that we can stand on the side of space hulks and vehicles from space and not have to worry about gravity. When we're dormant, we don't have to take a little nap like Master Chief in his little tube. We can just sit down and Skyrim, wait for 24 hours or even 24 years and still be able to survive. Space Marines are far superior than the puny UNSC forces with their little green helmets and visors. I've seen Noble Six in his lark, you know, being bested by one alien Xenos. Astartes, they can take out gangs of them, mate. Not only that, they can survive with the ability of having their massive power packs on their back, so I'm not exactly sure how long a Spartan can live inside his little tin coffin without having to worry about, you know, shutting down. But a Space Marine has physical reactors on his back that can basically be described as, I'd say, the equivalent of a nuclear power plant in today's current technology. So I'm not worried about my Astartes, you know, having to worry about, oh, you know, I'm feeling a bit tired, I've got all this lab, I've got increased lactic acid. These guys, they are biologically developed and designed to be the strongest and mightiest thing a human can be, with one exception being the Primarchs and, of course, the Emperor of Mankind himself. And that's not even going into their psychic abilities when they need to, or specializations as tech marines. These guys, simply put, cannot be compared to a Spartan. Like, a Spartan, don't get me wrong, Spartans are pretty cool. Pretty bulky. They're pretty strong. But on a 1v1, fists, knives, guns, even, you know, your little UNSC, you know, e-shooter, you know, rat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat, 36 little bullets, that's pretty cute. Have you met my bolter? Have you met my ceramite as it crashes against your skull? I think I'm going to leave that. I don't know. I don't need to say any more for my first half, Your Honor. I think I've nailed
it. Oh, wow. I was going to ask, how tall are your Space Marine boys?
Very tall.
Very tall.
They're very tall. That's all the information I have, Your Honor.
Very
but
tall.
I know that they are bigger than a Spartan.
It's like 7, is it 8 feet or 9 feet tall?
Maybe.
In their
8
paradigm,
feet, I believe, is average.
It's 8. Yeah.
Ooh.
Out of it, I think it's like 7. 7.5.
Ooh, not bad. So that is the conclusion of round one. I'm going to ask Eli, your current thoughts on how Colin maybe did first. How do you think that went?
Mm-hmm. I think he did good. He started out strong with the cringe starties meme. I like that really well for him. I appreciated all the biology, the little biology lesson we got. He had all the nice fancy word like thyroid and you know, all that good stuff. He knows what he's talking about, which is good.
I AI.
Oh, Hey, uh-oh. VTubers? Uh-oh.
I shot my argument at the foot with that one word.
Abominable intelligence? I don't know, bro. But 100 kilometers an hour? That's pretty cool. I mean, maybe it's the authors of Warhammer. Maybe it's their fault, but I don't know of any space marines that have ran 100 kilometers an hour. Maybe it's probably happened, but I mean, they haven't said it. Perhaps. But Colin's got the facts.
I think Andy has the enthusiasm, though. Definitely.
He does.
And we'll just wait for round two.
I think it's a strong start from both of our contestants here. But order re-established in the courtroom as we begin round two. Colin, are you ready for your rebuttal?
I'm ready to go.
You may begin now.
Well, I'm so glad Andy brought up some of the points he did. I think I'll start with that nanomachines, because people like to call me Senator Armstrong because of my hairline. The nanomachines in the Spartan armor are capable of not only self-repair, but rerouting armor systems. So a space marine power armor breaks. Oh, no, that bit of the suit's broken. Sucks to suck. Spartan armor, it can not only repair itself, but if repair is too much even for those nanomachines, which it takes a lot to overload those things, it reroutes power to keep the broken part functional anyway. So even when it's broke, Mjolnir's still kicking. As for the durability of it, well, the Ceramite can punch through it. Noble Six and Master Chief, who have fallen from space unharmed. And you might say, oh, gel layer locked up. It kept them perfectly safe, or they both stood up and went, all right, time to go back in fighting. Noble Six lost 3 of the 9 health bars in reach, using gameplay terms. He's fine. From space. Another thing, you mentioned the power plant. Oh, a nuclear reactor? Oh, that's cute. Spartans have a fusion reactor on their back. You know, the thing that powers stars? Spartans just carry that around on their back.
Ooh.
And it has what I like to call the final fuck you, which is a code activated by either the Spartan, if they're still alive, or another Spartan. They can do it remotely. And what that does is, it overloads said fusion reactor. And what that does is, first, everyone in a certain radius gets super cancer, because it's a radioactive reactor going critical. And then it explodes. Which, again, this is nuclear power. That thing is taking whatever with it. So maybe a space marine kills them. Oh no, they killed one Spartan after probably 20 of them dying to the Spartan. Well, that guy who killed them, he's going down. Because the Spartan just nuked him. Other stuff, that AI implant, that does quite a bit. What it does is, the AI not only, you know, is part of their armor, it becomes basically part of the Spartan, because it's directly linked to the nervous system. So, the Spartan's reaction speeds, additionally, from all the information they're getting, the AI is now in them, become such that they can slap rockets out of midair. Master Chief does that in a book, and you can actually do that in-game if you have a gravity hammer, which is really cool, I gotta be honest. Just another quick thing before I run out. Master Chief survived 6 months in the vacuum of space, completely kept alive. He was not only alive, unharmed, and ready to fight the moment he was woken up. And the armor did not once run out of power. They can take plasma blasts from hunter cannons, which are goddamn powerful, with no injury in the Mjolnir 6 armor. And overall, let's see, motion sensors, active camo, just all sorts of things, fooling holograms, so you're not even fighting the right Spartan, that's a hologram, you idiot. Spartans are unmatched teamwork, such that it seems like they're using telepathy. They're not, they're just so in tune with each other that it seems like they are. You talk about brotherhood, Spartans view each other as family just as much. They're just the
order
perfect soldier.
In the courtroom.
They're not idiots. And I'm done.
Order in the courtroom. I wish I had a gavel here, did I actually smack it? That was a pretty impassioned...
I could bang my desk if you'd like.
We could, but that might ruin the recording. I think we'd cry. That was a pretty strong rebuttal. Andy, the gauntlet has been laid. Are you ready to answer back to these filthy...
Yeah.
These filthy accusations? These
primitive humans, ugh.
Your time begins now.
Now, it's very interesting hearing Colin talking about how great the Spartans are. And how technologically they are advanced. But I've got to ask, where are these Spartans exactly? I mean, you made the point that, for example, oh, if a space marine managed to kill a Spartan, well, he'd take him out with him. Well, Sounds like the UNSC doesn't have many of these guys to hand, maybe a dozen? We have a million Marines across the stars, and every one of them is not just willing to lay down a limb or even their life, they're betting on it. So it doesn't matter if you have some little self-destruct mechanism in your armor that's so expensive and hard to produce that you can only really have a couple of them in service for a very select few people. Will never be able to match the sheer amount of force that a Space Marine army can do because you're simply outnumbered. It's easier to produce the armor. It's, I think, probably both have their advantages and disadvantages, but let's be honest, the machine spirits within the armor can basically be compared to an AI in that they will accentuate the person who inhabits within. They can survive the most incredible damage. You said about, for example, radiation. Space Marines from the firstborn generation were really good at radiation. They could only be destroyed from things like virus bombs from their own arsenals of weaponry. When we take into account the Primaris Marines and their black carapace and all their other enhancements, and the Belisarian furnace, the Magnacart, the sinew coils, you can't even put one of your little Spartan daggers in the skin of an unarmored Space Marine, let alone his armor. We've got, you even mentioned about the strength of the Warthog. I've played Halo, I've played ODST. You can flip the lightweight vehicles from Halo like the Warthog with just normal humans. So I'm not buying into the strength of these Spartans. You know, you press X. It's not, you don't even see them move their hands. They're so light and they bounce around like, you know, buggies. It's not even worth it. It is canon. And again, Space Marines in general, doesn't matter how much you fight a Space Marine, you can take off their limbs, you can gouge out their eyes, they will keep fighting until the battle is done. The main problem I have with Spartans, they are glass cannons. As soon as you get past that precious shield that they stole from the Covenant, they can't take a single hit. I have seen countless teenagers smacking Spartans in the back and instantly killing them with only a small slap.
Countless so teenagers.
Yeah, I've seen so, and again, the way they treat each other when they fall in battle is atrocious. And I think I will leave it there.
And that is the end of round two. So order is returned to the judges here in the courtroom. I'll ask Eli again a few thoughts, but I think I'll just say a few of mine. I do have a quick question for Colin here. How easily can you make a new Spartan, or Spartan 2 specifically?
Initially, it was rather difficult to create the Spartan 2s. There were 75 candidates, 33, I believe it is, of whom washed out of the program, so approximately a 50% success rate. However, they were refining the process. It is just Halo has this wonderful thing called ethics. So they canceled remaining. All right, well,
we don't know about that.
Perhaps the Oni doesn't have ethics, but the rest of them do. And it was not only canceled due to needing resources in other ways, other parts of the war effort, further Spartan 2 production, that is, but also because they had found a way to make more effective, cost-efficient soldiers with the 3s and 4s. And a little bit inhuman to kidnap children. That was there was not much more of that going around after.
I will ask Andy quickly then about how easy is it to make more Space Marines as kind of rebuttal.
It's so easy. I mean, just you go to a world, you go, all right, here's 100 young boys. All right, beat each other to death. We'll see who survives. Oh, they're quite good candidates. 10 will survive. Then 9 of them won't survive, and then 1 will become a Space Marine. And, you know, Belisarius Call spent 10,000 years without those, quote, ethics to try and make them even better. And this is the thing that's interesting about this debate. The Space Marines keep getting better with time. The Spartans keep getting worse with time. They inject them with blueberry juice or whatever it was with the Spartan Freeze, and all of a sudden they can't do what the 2s do just because of, quote, Geneva Conventions. And quote, you know, child trauma and, you know, quote, mutilations of the body and all these hang-ups which are making it so difficult for them to just make more Spartan 2s. I can't. The Space Marines, there are 1,000 in the chapter, and there are 1,000 chapters across the stars, and that's not counting the non-compliant chapters like the Black Templars and the Space Wolves and the Specialists like the Grey Knights. It's not even a contest. We can make space marines, not just for days, not just for years, but for eons, and we're never going to run out.
Well, so what you're saying is, by your own metric, space marines have a 1% success rate versus the Spartans' 50%.
Oh, well,
that's because there's more for them. I mean, if the Spartans were being grafted with extra organs and, you know, having more bone structure built into them, then maybe you'd have a point. But here's the thing. You don't have to have a success rate with an inferior product, if we're being honest.
I could have sworn I mentioned material being grafted onto their bones and growth hormones.
Well, the space marines literally grow an extra bunch of bones between their ribs, so it's like a slab of bone. I mean, you can't punch...
That's biologically not how that works. That would shut down their ability to breathe.
Order in the courtroom. Order in the courtroom. As we begin our last round here, Colin, you're up first for round three. You don't have long. It's time to get in all your hate, the minute of hate, shall we say, if anyone here has watched 1984. Are you ready, Colin, for your last round? Round three begins now.
All right, buddy. Let me give you an impression of a space marine when someone dies. My life sucks. The universe bad. I'm a battle brother, and this dude I knew for 2 minutes died, but I'm sad because the Imperium sucks and wah. Now when a Spartan 2 dies, you know what they do? They go, time to complete the mission. I'm going to complete the mission. And then they do complete the mission. Because the Spartans kick ass. Not, I only win because I have Matt Ward plot armor. Because I'm a goddamn superhero, and any split-lip bastard that gets in my way is going to have his head split along with his jaw. And you know what? There's nothing in Warhammer as cool as the Halo soundtrack.
Oh, wow. Going for music, too.
True.
Oh, that's
I will end it there, Your Honor.
I didn't realize the orchestra was going to get dragged into this.
Oh, you better believe I'm dragging Marty O'Donnell and Stephen Rippey into this.
Andy, it's your turn for your final round. Are you ready?
Yes.
Let us begin.
Your Honor, I would like to bring attention that Colin mentioned that they will do everything they can before they die to complete the mission, such as, I believe it was George in Halo Reach, who sacrificed his life very valiantly to destroy a single Covenant ship, followed by innumerable more ships flying into orbit to slaughter the rest of his lesser Spartan brothers and sisters on the planet as they all eventually were slaughtered. Now, with the exception of Master Chief, it's true that there are some very capable Spartan 2s, but they're an ever-dwindling resource, and a battle brother is far more reliable because what we have in strength, we are bolstered with numbers, we are bolstered by the Imperium, we are bolstered by the Holy God Emperor himself, and nothing the Spartans could ever throw from their dying civilization could ever match a single fragment of the Space Marine armies. The Astartes are the pinnacle of war in humanity's long history of bloodshed.
Order in the courtroom.
Nothing that will ever match that.
Less than 6 hours against an army.
That
couldn't
is...
be over the crying of Emil being stabbed in the back.
Oh,
he was ready.
Painful.
How about you?
Please.
Order in the courtroom. Order. As we now move into the final judgment phase, I will begin asking Eli. Eli, you may put forth who you think has the edge. Who do you think slightly wins on the first of verses?
Man, that's a hard question.
You can say how you thought about each of them.
It might be good to ask, what are we technically debating? Which ones are cooler or which ones are better?
Let's just say which ones are the most impressive. Who's made the best argument so far for the most impressive super soldier?
Not who's right, who has the better argument.
Yeah.
We are fighting for the better arguments as we argue over the internet.
let's go over the...
We are mighty keyboard warriors.
arguments here. I talked about Colin's first round already. Let's see. And yeah, he was good. He did pretty good in the first round. So did Andy, though. Andy had some good points about the Space Marines being brothers, and that brotherly bond is not shown in many places elsewhere. There, I think Andy also made a good point that the Space Marines are undeniably stronger and bigger than Spartans. And their armor, at least if we're going off of the Halo games, like they were, their armor is definitely better. The nuclear power plant was a good thing too. And bolters are very, very cool. Second round, Colin had some good arguments with the rerouting the power in the armor and the self-repair. Space Marine armor doesn't do that. And jumping down from space, we don't see Space Marines do that either. They have stars in their backpack, which is cool, and they self-destruct. Although I will say, if the Halo books that I've read and the games that I've played, I've never seen that self-destruct happen. They are kind of like Tau.
It's UNSC propaganda.
I assume it happens 5 seconds after the death cutscene ends. The planets turn to ash.
Pain.
And then the Spartans do have a more friendship dynamic. Round two for Andy. He was right that there's way more Space Marines. That is hard to compare, though, because the Imperium is 40,000 years in the future, and it's a galaxy-spanning empire, whereas the Spartans are only representing Earth's small empire, however many planets the UNSC has, not as much as the Imperium.
800.
He compared the Machine Spirit to AI, which was kind of cringe, kind of heresy. Oof. Can't say that I was a big fan of that.
You're biased.
Yeah, that's right. Glass cannons about the Spartans, though, that feels right. They do seem to die pretty easily, at least when they go in and die.
With cutscene energy.
Yeah. And the stolen tech by the Covenant, that was also a good point. Half their good tech is not even theirs. But then Colin came in round three, and he made the point that's probably the most important part about the Spartans, is that they're much better heroes than Space Marines. And that the story of the Spartans and their desperate defense is definitely is a bit stronger than the Space Marine story. I mean, the Halo soundtrack, you can't argue that. The Halo soundtrack is just...
That's a big bonus point there. Who do you think slightly takes it, as we say, for the first versus for you?
Well, in the third round, Andy roasted both George and Emil, and I don't know if I can fly. I'm biased. I think you might have to make a decision too, Hal, I hope. But I think I might have to give this one to...
Oh, he doesn't know, does he? He doesn't know.
There's always the coin flip.
Colin did miss the opportunity to say Astartes.
I did.
Yeah. He did say Cringe Astartes
instead, but I missed the big one. Shit.
Now, since it's a hard decision for me, I like both Space Marines and Spartans, and I'm not much of a debater. So you bought, in the end, I think...
He has to choose.
For delivery and facts, I think I'm going to go with Colin.
Ooh, one point there.
Woo!
I think I have to say, it was a pretty strong performance from both. The hate and vitriol was there in spades. Spartan 2s, I mean... I think I like them slightly more on the fact that they behave like real soldiers. The idea of the Space Marines charging a gun line with like their swords out is a little bit like Christ, you know what I mean? Not exactly the most intelligent move there.
Cringe, one could say.
One could say it was cringe.
It stops just about everything in the galaxy. It makes a little bit of sense.
He who laughs at the humble lasgun has not charged across a field of 100 of them.
It's a good point. Although, to be fair, Space Marines, I mean, I don't think you need that many Space Marines to probably clean up the... I mean, if we're talking some of the stronger chapters too, there's a lot of variety within Space Marines. I think Andy makes a good point that they are pretty much just enormous beasts of muscle, and despite how intelligent and efficient the Spartan 2s are, you know what I mean? Like, it's still the meme, you know, you're not stuck in here with... I'm not stuck in here with you, you're stuck in here with me, Space Marines. I do have to say, I think Andy had the vitriol, Colin had the facts, but I'm a hateful person, so I have to give a point, I think, to the Space Marines. just because...
We have a tie.
We do have a tie for our first audience. everyone needs to let us know below who you thought won the first debate. And if you want to also chime in on the argument, we want facts. We want your feelings too. Facts and feelings, preferably. Let us know who you thought won, or maybe some bits they maybe missed and they could have chucked in. And we also love to hear your suggestions for more verses, of course. This courtroom has been home to much debate and vitriol, but we'd love to discuss many more topics. And if you leave them below, we'll definitely check them out, and hopefully we'll have it on the next one. That was a good lashing, boys. Obviously, we shake hands, we leave as friends, but we'll catch everyone next time on the next verses.
Pretend my arm is halfway across the Atlantic, Andy. I'm reaching. I'm reaching.
That's long.
I'm Mr. Fantastic.
Oh, Lord. We're not doing a verses on him. please, no.
It's the Fantastic versus the Slaw.
Oh, God. What the Jesus? Yuck. We'll catch you all on the next one. Thank you so much for listening and watching. Make sure to like and subscribe. We need that to eat, because we like eating. Also need to buy more insulin for Colin. So can we please give some support to the channel?
Insulin is to me what psyker children are to the Emperor.
Oh, oh my God. That's
good. I need more.
More. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll catch you on the next episode of Versus. Peace.
Take care, everyone. Bye.